In this next round, we're going to use the tapping on the idea that when we look at the income number, it's way more than we've ever made before. This is an aspect of the disbelief or resistance that's a little bit different. I want you to look at the number and notice how you feel about this sentence. It's way more than I've ever made before. Rate that on a scale of 1 to 10 on how true it feels, and there's a place in the workbook for you to note this down. Tapping on this one, starting with the karate chop point, even though this is huge, way more than I've ever made, I just can't imagine it. I accept who I am and how I feel about it. Even though this is huge, way more than I've ever earned before, I can't even imagine what it would be like. I accept all of my feelings about it and all of me. Even though this is just way more than I can imagine, I choose to just accept who I am and how I feel about it. Eyebrow point, it's too much. Side of the eye, it can't happen. Under the eye, what could I possibly do to earn that? Under the nose, I don't know what that would be like. Chin point, maybe it would be really hard. Collarbone point, it's just too big. Top of the head, it's a number that's almost unachievable. Eyebrow point, I can't imagine it. Side of the eye, what could I do that could have that much value? Under the eye, why do I even need that much money? Under the nose, it's just too much. Chin point, it seems like it might be really hard. Collarbone point, it'll probably require a ton of work. Top of the head, it's just too much and it would be just too hard. Take a nice deep breath. Make sure that you remeasure and re-record your suds level. Don't move on to the positive round until you're at least down to a 2 or a 3. Use the space in the workbook to write down what came up into your thoughts and your feelings when we were doing that round, especially if there's a memory or something very strong attached to it or someone else's words attached. Sometimes these are things that you're going to want to go after and address again with separate tapping sessions. Moving on to the power reframe for this tapping round, karate chop point again, even though I'm not sure about this, I don't know what it would be like or how hard it would be to get there. I choose to have faith that I'm following my intention. And my intention is to step each day into my life's purpose. With passion and with joy. My intention is to become more me than I've ever been. Surrounded by the people and the things that bring me joy. That's what it will be like as I let go of any beliefs or programming that say, I need to struggle. I align with my passion and my joy. Eyebrow point, I'm still not sure about this. Side of the eye, I think it might be really hard to get there. Under the eye, I choose to have faith that I'm following my intention. Under the nose, and my intention is to step each day into my life's purpose. Chin point, into my life's purpose with passion and joy. Collarbone point, my intention is to become more of me than I've ever been. Under the arm, my intention is to be surrounded by the people and things that bring me joy. Top of the head, as I let go of any beliefs or programming. Eyebrow point, that say I need to struggle. Side of the eye, or the belief that it's necessary to struggle. Under the eye, I align with my passion. Under the nose, I align with my joy. Chin point, I choose to align with my intention. Collarbone point, I choose to allow my subconscious mind to make the connection between what my goal is and me being surrounded by the people and things that bring me joy. Under the arm, I love allowing into my life more people and more things that bring me joy. Top of the head, I'm choosing to have faith that I'm following my positive intention. Take a nice deep breath.